Trigger warning. The following episode contains references to gore, sexual assault, animal cruelty, human suffering, death, factual inaccuracies, several entitled people making light of all these things. If any of the aforementioned topics cause you discomfort, you may want to listen to a different episode.
Who put the ram in the Ram-a-Lama Ding Dong? It was heroin. I'm Adam.
Keith, when I said I wanted this song to be explosive, I didn't mean it literally. I'm Kelly.
Aw, man, how'd this bat get in my pocket? What the hell am I supposed to do with it? I'm Sean.
You will be crushed under the weight of our awesome rock. And sneakers, lots of sneakers.
I'm Andy, and this is Acid Pop. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to Acid Pop Podcast, where this week we're doing rock and roll.
Rock and roll!
Yeah, kind of like that. And generally just rockers in general.
Isn't that the devil's music?
It is the devil's music. That's why we're doing an episode on it.
That's what that Elvis Presley taught me.
Yep. Listen to the devil's music while smoking the devil's lettuce. if fish counts as rock and roll, that
Satan
is.
Satan hash.
Tune in next week for our folk tunes episode.
I call bluegrass.
Yes, the incredibly insane world of bluegrass.
I mean, you joke, but a blues episode could be pretty dark.
That's true.
Kidding.
Yeah. For our etymology of the day, rock is derived from Old English rockane, or the Nordic rikia, meaning to pull, tear, and move.
Really?
That's yeah. Nordic, huh?
Nordic.
That's pretty awesome.
And roll comes from the Latin mean ratten, retula, the ratten.
Rehehe.
Silence, Scooby. The Latin rotula, meaning small wheel.
Makes sense. So
pull, tear, or move that small wheel.
Yeah, I'm going to drag a small wheel. That seems the least efficient way to move things.
The use of rock and roll goes back pretty far, but like the current iteration comes from the 1920s, where rocking and rolling was a pretty much just a way of saying, hey, you want to fuck.
Yeah.
So basically rock and roll, when you're doing that, you're saying, I want to have sex with my ears. So now we have trivia.
I gotta admit, I don't know much about rock and roll. So,
well, some of it's about rock and roll and some of it's about hurting yourself.
I do know a lot about hurting myself.
Either way, it comes from within.
At what decibel level do you start damaging your hearing?
Oh, I think I know this.
Can you give me like a range of like, what do I normally talk at in decibels?
65.
Oh, that's much higher than I would have guessed.
Yeah, I was already going to guess 40, so
I think it's
I have to reassess things.
I think it's 120 or 150. I'm going to say 120.
I'll say 150.
My phone's always warning me that I'm going to damage my hearing if I turn the volume up too much, and I don't feel like it's very loud, so I'm going to go lower.
What an overprotective phone.
My phone thinks it's my grandmother. It regularly tells me I haven't called someone in 3 months, and do I want to get in touch with them again?
I found my phone asking for more pictures of my baby,
and he looks so skinny.
And it also asks you to put on a scarf when it's cold outside.
It's true, yeah. It does. Anyway, my guess is going to be 90.
Kelly is closest, but you all went over.
Oh wow.
So
it was 40.
Should we be talking quieter?
Yeah,
we're talking.
And this is 8 hours of continuous exposure, but it starts at 85 decibels.
Okay.
So let's say you're listening to music at 85 decibels, 8 hours a day, you got a boring office job, you don't want to hear all those people talk at you. You'll start blowing out your hearing.
Yeah.
Now, as a follow-up question, at what decibel range is the are rock concerts normally played at?
I'm going to say 200.
I think that's 90.
110.
Crank it up to 11.
Kelly's right in the middle. It's 100 to 120 decibels.
Wow.
So,
depending on how close you are to the speakers?
I imagine. You really want to bring earplugs to a rock concert. It's the moral of the story.
That's for grandpas, Andy.
You know, that's what I hear. It's so crazy to me. It's like, oh, you know, if you're going to rock shows, you have to wear earplugs. And that's been like a standard thing for, I feel like, 15 years. It's like, or hey, you know, maybe you could turn things down just to the point where you're not deafening people.
No, we're selling special Metallica earplugs at the door.
That's true. Made of metal.
I feel like that would resonate harder.
Based on some old figures, about how many guitars are sold every year?
Guitars? Well, I haven't bought any this year.
In the U.S. or worldwide?
Like electric guitars or guitars?
In the U.S.
Okay.
10,000.
More than 20.
Less than a billion.
I think the Who go through a lot of them with all the smashing.
We talking about just anybody buying guitars or specifically...
Just any Joe Schmo.
Okay. 7,000.
50,000.
You're all really low.
Wow.
2,400,072 guitars are sold roughly every year.
Who needs 2 million guitars?
How many guitars do these people own?
Several.
I mean, you own two, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if there's anything I've learned from rock, it's that you have to smash them at the end of every song. So that's got to be like, you know, 10 or 12
a night.
I don't know
a lot, but I know that.
Or light them on fire.
There you go.
I mean, get after it. Just rock so hard that you want to spend $4,000 every time you...
Just fling them into the audience.
Because with rock and roll comes sex, drugs, and alcohol.
And great responsibility.
What percentage of deaths at music festivals are caused by alcohol and drugs?
Percent. So of people that died, how many of them died of this thing?
80. Yes.
Yeah, it's got to be like 95. And what else would they die of?
Crowd crushing them to death.
Oh, okay.
Their eardrums blowing out from rocking too hard.
Yes. The other, the largest number is trampling and motor vehicle deaths.
95.
Oh, so that's okay. I said 80.
I'm going to go lower. I'm going to assume that there's deaths to like stages collapsing and the like.
Well, it sounds like me and Adam went over. So you guess 1% and you'd probably win.
60. Yeah.
It's 13%. It's pretty low, but. Well, while we were discussing it, you guys guessed all the other major causes of death. Trampling, structure collapses.
Fireworks going off.
Lightning strikes.
Say cobras released into the audience.
Angry lead singers.
That is pretty metal.
Now it's time for the cobra song! Oh, God, no. This is a thing I had always heard. Have you heard of the thing? It's a true or false question. Van Halen required that no brown M&Ms be given to them in their rider. They requested M&Ms, but no brown M&Ms.
I think I've heard this is true.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's true.
It's true, and I know this story. It's interesting.
It's true, and I was there.
It is true. Basically, they asked for the removal of all the brown M&Ms to make sure that the people read the rest of the safety contract and stuff.
Yeah.
So if you found brown M&Ms, you'd say, these assholes didn't do anything right.
Yeah, what the hell else is wrong?
Yeah, I had a English teacher in middle school that had a test like that once where she basically said, I'm going to give you a test. The test has lots of questions. You should not answer any of the questions because if you read the instructions, they just tell you to fill in like the letter A in the multiple choice for every single answer. And it was just a test on following instructions. And I guess she gave this test every year. And I guess something like 15% of people still got it wrong, even though like she literally handed it to you and said, do not answer the questions on this test.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I find that people have a problem reading. True or false? Ozzy Osbourne bit the head off of a live bat.
I think that's true.
Man, I've heard of these snorted ants, so I can't imagine that's too far off. So I'm going to say true.
I also think this one's true.
It is true. Now, there's some backstory to this.
He just really liked bats.
They're really good for hangovers.
In the late 70s and early 80s, Ozzy Osbourne had taken to bringing a catapult out on stage and chucking meat at the audience.
Okay. Also still waiting for the bat connection.
Which led audiences to start bringing their own things, such as a boy bringing the head of one of his oxen to throw on stage, sure. Which he slaughtered himself. One man captured a live bat, brought it to the concert, and chucked it on the stage. Okay. The bat was stunned from, you know, having been bonked and the bright lights and noise.
Big city.
Bright lights, big city. He had stars in his eyes.
This is just a small country bat.
Ozzy Osbourne said, hey, rubber bat. Bit into it and said, uh-oh, this is juicy.
They're making these rubber bats really authentic these days. Both the hair and bones and beating hearts.
Somebody put gushers in this bat?
From deep in the crowd, Ozzy, no, they're prone to carrying rabies.
The concert was stopped and he was immediately tested for rabies.
I was going to say, I mean, even if it was a rubber bat, my first instinct would not be to bite the head off of it.
Like when you're in the moment.
Well, it did bite him back.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. He got bit on the tongue, which is why they said, hey, let's go to the rabies store and get you one of their shots.
What a wicked tongue piercing, though. Just a bat skull hanging from your tongue.
It just won't let go.
You guys ready to rock?
What?
I said.
Clack, clack, clack.
Redoing research for this episode, Ozzy Osbourne did a lot of crazy shit, like snorting ants, biting the heads off doves during a negotiation.
Give him what he wants.
Pissing on the Alamo.
That's a mighty fine dove you have there.
Being one of the only people to be kicked out of Dachau for being fucking drunk.
Why'd he pee on the Alamo?
Because he was drunk.
He's marking his territory.
Well, to be fair, he's probably not the only
one. It's my fort now.
Remember this. So that's all of our trivia. I mean, there's not much you can talk about. Like, a lot of people... Oh, wait, no, I got one more. I got one more just for you.
Just in.
Hot off the presses.
Give me a number.
Five.
Damn it.
Of musicians that have died of drug and alcohol overdoses.
A number?
I'll even take a range.
Five?
Is this all musicians throughout all of time?
Starting in the 60s.
Okay.
And going forward.
I'm going to say five per year, and it's been 50 years, so 250.
500. It's amazing we have any rockers left.
So just going down.
Yeah, 300.
It's a lot lower. It's only 108.
Oh, wow.
But a lot of them, I'm going down this list, and I see a lot of heroin. heroin.
I feel like suspected we lost like heroin. Five last year.
Oh, NyQuil.
Overdosed on unsuspected heroin?
This could have been heroin. I don't know if it's the needle hanging out of the arm or the...
He might have just had a bunch of baking soda up his nose.
Tried to make his face a volcano.
That's how a lot of good people die.
Would that kill you? I'm kind of curious now.
I don't think we should test it.
Well, I got $5 that says you should.
With a lot of these drug and alcohol overdoses, it ends up, it's not the drugs that kill them, it's that they pass out on their backs and vomit and then choke on it.
It's the bad publicity that kills them.
Just like Hendrix.
Yeah, that'll happen. If I've learned anything, it's like the parenting advice is true for, or is not true for rock and rollers. You don't put them back to sleep. Instead, you want to put them stomachs to sleep, and then they'll be fine.
Yeah.
Be sure to swaddle your rockers.
But not too tightly.
Oh, Sharon, no. I've got to be on stage.
I've got to shake this fucking thing.
I haven't eaten enough bats.
She can't stop him. Like, there's another story where he was way too drunk, so she stole all of his clothes, and he said, fuck it, I'll wear one of your dresses. So I've got just some stories about crazy rock and rollers. The longest concert ever was played by Bruce Springsteen.
Makes sense.
For a straight 3 hours and 52 minutes.
That's a long guitar solo.
That doesn't even surprise me. My dad saw Bruce recently and said he played for 3 hours straight, no breaks. And he was moving and running the entire time.
Jeez. And he had to have a man with a fire extinguisher following him around and hosing him off every 30 seconds.
It's on fire. And
calm down, Warren.
While he didn't do it alone, nobody has broken that record. I mean, you'd think maybe the Grateful Dead or Fish, they're known for long, boring concerts.
The claim to fame, really.
But no, Bruce Springsteen just out there for...
Why would you want to break that record? It's like, I bet I could play a guitar for 3 hours.
Well, it's like the bat thing. They don't go on stage setting out to do that.
I think Springsteen does.
Maybe.
Do I have anything else to do today? No? Okay, 4-hour concert!
He's got a lot of feelings he needs to share. Damn. Be patient with the man.
Very cathartic.
So there are a lot of rockers that have problems with drug and alcohol and depression.
No.
One of whom was the Who's drummer Keith Moon.
Who?
Keith, yeah. Oh, damn it.
Yes, that's right.
He got me. Keith was prone to doing things like lighting other people's instruments on fire or smashing other people's guitars.
Affecting the tides.
One of his favorite things to do was to, when they got into a hotel room, blow up the toilets.
And that doesn't mean having a really bad case of diarrhea, right?
It does not.
I'm sure it did sometimes.
First he started with cherry bombs. Cherry bombs did not do enough damage. He moved on to M80s. M80s did not do enough damage. Heath Moon eventually took to flushing entire sticks of dynamite down the toilet.
Where did he get those?
Rock and roll.
I mean, I guess if you can get a heroin, you could get dynamite.
I don't think I'd book them a second time.
Yeah.
But no, they're doing great. He would often, in fits of depression, go throughout his house or the other band members' houses and just break everything.
Yeah, looking for plumbing to explode.
Hey, Pete, did you get a new toilet?
No, that's I've always had that toilet.
No, my bidet!
And in one of his most popular fits of blowing things up, he decided that just smashing his drums was not enough. So during a performance on the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour, he filled his drums full of explosives.
All the way to the brim. It was a really lame concert up till the end, though, because it was just like...
His drums sound awful.
Well, he had been doing this for a while. At the end of a concert, he'd just blow up his drums.
Keith, stop, please.
But for the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour, he decided he was going to put at least four times the amount of explosives to really make an impression.
Fill the empty space with jelly.
Your drums sound weird, but oddly sweet.
Are you sure we're not talking about that Muppet from the Muppets who just like wanders around with their trigger in his hands?
The plunger.
Yeah.
Well, there's a... Going off of what several Muppeteers have said, Animal is actually based on Keith Moon. Oh, really? Oh. Halfway through the performance, Keith decided it was time to explode the drums.
Halfway through?
Yeah.
We need a climax and then a denouement.
It quickly became all the way through, I guess.
Yeah, that finish line's coming up pretty quick.
Which filled the entire studio with smoke and showered the other band members in debris.
Shrapnel, you mean?
And pieces of Keith Moon.
Did they ever consider getting a different drummer? Like...
Eventually they had to because he died.
Ah.
Well,
did he explode?
No, well, he had an explosion of alcoholism.
The poor guy after him, they were just like, he doesn't explode things the way Keith used to.
He actually overdosed on a drug that's meant to help with alcoholism symptoms.
It's that's ironic. Wood alcohol.
The explosion is rumored to have started Pete Townsend's deafness. Ah.
He just set off some tiny firecrackers in his ears.
Yeah, he just... Hey, Pete, you asleep?
Sneak a minute.
He goes running out of the room with lit fuses in his ears.
There's a snake in my ears. Pretty much all rockers have a tendency to be weird and do wild things.
Yeah.
I've got stories of... The bassist for Nirvana, like, saying, you know what, it'll be really cool, I'm gonna chuck my guitar in the air and catch it.
With my teeth. Nice.
Well, he did catch it with his head. Which caused the man to wander off the stage and fall flat on his face. Jimi Hendrix got really high and lit his guitar on fire while playing it.
That was just friction.
Another story about Keith Moon is during their 73 tour, he began to vomit uncontrollably upon his drums and passed out, which caused Pete Townsend to come out and say, hey, can anybody here play the drums?
In a lot of metal bands, that would be considered a feature, not an accident.
Yeah.
Are we saying Guar? To which a fan did come on stage and perfectly play the drums for them.
He sat down in that squishy vomit-filled seat and took up those sticky drumsticks.
Ew. Alice Cooper was known to have, like, big wild shows with huge props and the face makeup.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna say big
one time
wild
he decided
hair.
He was just going to set a chicken loose into the crowd.
That does not sound very chicken. Metal.
Well,
it sounds country, really.
Alice Cooper, apparently not knowing much about chickens, thought the chicken would fly away.
That's chickens dumb. Can fly, right? Or do they swim?
The chicken instead fell into the crowd, where the crowd immediately dismembered the chicken.
Jesus. They're animals.
See, Ozzy was there, and he just chewed it to bits.
Delicious.
A lot of crazy pictures I'm seeing here, Andy.
Well, the band the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Everybody loves the Peppers.
Sure.
I'm
a pepper, you're a pepper.
In the 90s, were known to just do entire shows nude.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, I'd heard
that.
Yeah,
that was a thing. They did a music video nude, too.
Naked.
That's quite a spectacle, I guess.
It's rock and roll, Adam.
Yeah, I still have much to learn still.
Safer than explosives.
Sure.
I mean, in their defense, I would say the Red Hot Chili Peppers are consistently the most in-shape rock band on the market.
Yeah.
Verifiably.
Too. Early 70s rocker Gigi Allen was known to poop on stage and rub it all over himself.
See, that's a lot less appetizing.
Sure we didn't have encephalitis lethargica?
I'm pretty sure he didn't.
I haven't slept in 10 years.
Someone help me. So while rock and rollers often do crazy things, it's usually the fans that are doing much crazier things.
You mean the people that ripped apart that
line? Yeah.
No, no, no. So there are several dozen. Well, there's at least 700 deaths at concerts every year.
Oh, wow. So wait a second. We've had 100 rock stars or so and 700 a year of the fans.
Yeah. Well, when you think about something like going back to the Who, which I didn't know were as rock and roll. Like when I think of the Who, I'm like, grandpa's music. they had a concert in 1979 in Cincinnati, Ohio.
What could go wrong?
Where the venue sold tickets that said first come, first served.
Hmm.
Okay.
So when they opened the doors, everybody ran to the front of the stage to be, you know,
it was like Black
right
Friday
up there.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, this caused 11 people to be crushed to death under the stampede.
Ironically, the first 11 people that got there.
I had the best.
That's when they decided to stop using spiked guardrails to stop audience members from getting to the fan.
Well, yeah. It may be pretty metal, but then you just have impaled fans. The venue was sued and lost a bunch of money over it. You can't talk about bad concerts without talking about 1999's Woodstock.
Was it bad?
Well, there were three people died, one of whom was run over by a tractor.
Grandma okay, was run over that's by a reindeer.
One of those rock and roll tractors.
I was going to say, again, it was getting more country.
But Woodstock is more known for being pretty much the sex assault like record. Otherwise known as rape stock. There's an unknown and large number of people who were sexually assaulted at Woodstock 1999.
Well,
you just can't recapture that old magic.
And people were not very happy at that concert either. When Limp Bizkit took the stage and started singing a song about lighting stuff on fire, the people started lighting stuff on fire.
Well, how can you blame them?
This is an instructional song.
I mean, come on, folks.
Afterwards, they did I'm a Little Teapot.
Everybody
actually started pouring boiling water on the audience.
That wonderful band Korn, which is known for their dreadlocks, had an incident where a fan just killed another fan.
I don't know if that's Korn's fault.
Well, it's not. I don't know why you would bring your pregnant girlfriend to a concert.
Maybe she wanted to see it.
The man was, well...
It's important for the baby to hear music.
Not Korn.
Baby, you don't want to hear this.
The man who was killed was warning the mosh pitters that his pregnant girlfriend was being hit by mosh pitters. And the man said, hey, this is the mosh pit! Bam!
Oh.
I mean, I can understand taking your pregnant wife to a concert, because why not? But don't take your pregnant wife into a mosh pit.
Yeah, maybe balcony seating next time.
We're moshing for two now.
I gotta mosh twice as hard.
I gotta get my belly in there so the baby can kick a guy.
It's important to expose them to that early.
Well, yeah. I believe everybody probably remembers this, the Great White concert in Rhode Island.
I don't.
I've seen videos of it. It's not pretty.
Back in 2003, a band named Great White was performing a show, and they were told, well, probably the fire marshal said, no pyrotechnics, please. The band's manager and the guys who own the venue said, fuck that, pyrotechnics!
Metal!
Possessed by the spirit of Keith Moon.
We said please, so that makes it a request, not an order.
It's true.
So when the pyrotechnics went off, the soundproofing, like the...
Yeah, the foam
all
everywhere.
The acoustic stuff went up.
Yeah, that'll happen.
People jammed into, like, tried to escape through the tiny doors.
They tried to mosh out the doors.
Well, please if you stop. See a video of it, it's kind of like that.
Yeah.
But more screaming and flailing.
It's not great.
100 people died.
Wow.
How many people were at the venue?
It doesn't say here.
97, ironically enough.
100 died, 230 seriously wounded from either trampling or fire.
Yeah. There's, like, images from it. There's, like... You cannot get out the doors because they're literally crammed closed with people.
Yeah, and on fire.
Yeah, and the fire too.
Well, it turns out that the acoustic padding was really flammable because the entire place burned in just 5 minutes.
Extra flammable.
Wow. The band escaped.
Thank goodness.
What exit did they use that nobody else could get to?
The back exit?
You know what it probably was, because the pyrotechnics went off in front of them.
So yeah,
everybody else was cut off from whatever exit they used.
Yeah.
No, they just saw them go out the back and somebody was starting to climb up there. It's like, no, you don't have a backstage pass. Quick, this way.
You can't meet the band. And then I have a story from a Frank Zappa concert. where a fan decided to make his own pyrotechnics.
That sounds reliable.
It's always nice to have some audience participation.
Well, yeah. The venue had to be evacuated after a man pulled out a flare gun and shot it into the air, lighting the whole place on fire.
Nowadays, they don't even want you to, like, bring out your lighter. They want you to bring out your phone.
I'm not even allowed to bring my flare gun anywhere.
It's like I bought this thing for nothing.
What if there's an emergency?
And I need to warn somebody on the other side of the room.
Andy, I'm going to the bathroom.
Well, at least he warned me.
Save my seat.
Frank Zappa did not have a good month that month because 2 weeks later, a fan got up on stage with him at a concert and threw him into the orchestra pit.
That's a strong fan.
Breaking lots of his, breaking many of his bones and causing a concussion.
Damn.
Jeez.
Well, you know, fan. I love Frank Zappa so much that I don't want anyone to hear him after this.
Did they throw him into the concussion section?
Yes, into the concussion section.
This will truly be his greatest concert ever.
Zappa'd. What?
Seacrest out.
But that's pretty much all I have, seeing as how rock and roll is usually only deadly for people being trampled and people that take a lot of drugs.
So everyone in attendance.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things like, you know, you get a bunch of people that admire people for being ridiculous and drugged out and lighting things on fire and being violent. And then they try to like outdo that person. Like, I want to be just like you when I grow up. Like, yeah. It's not hard to see how that could cause trouble.
It's an act, sir, an act. I mean, the rest of this is just riots. Heavy metal fans riot at the drop of a hat.
I mean, the concert is basically a riot, just, like, enclosed.
Well, on the list of rioters, it's, like, soccer fans and then rock concerts right behind them.
So, like, and it's once again, it's not like a heavy metal band. Guns N' Roses seems to cause an inordinate amount of riots.
Oh, yeah?
Why? What are they? Are they mad about something?
Well, mostly because Axl Rose will just stop feeling it and be like, well, concert's over. Like, but you only played one song. He's like, yeah, I fucking hate you guys.
You don't like it? Do something about it.
Yeah.
You won't. Then he leaves.
I mean, they've caused riots in St. Louis, Montreal.
That's crazy.
Toronto.
Really angering those Canadians.
I think Axl Rose needs to be stopped.
No, he needs to be started. The problem is he's stopping.
He needs to be continued.
Sony, make sure Axel has the energy today.
He always does look a bit sleepy.
Well, I don't wanna.
Come on, Axel.
Oh, sweet child of mine. Show's over.
You don't get your heroin until you finish the concert.
Oh, Mom. Get some Axl Rosios. Comes with free heroin. Does anybody have any rock and roll stories?
I went and saw... It's not rock and roll per se, but I went and saw Ghostland Observatory in or at the Red Rocks Amphitheater in Colorado, which fantastic venue. It's just a gorgeous place. But
that seems like that, trying to find an excuse for a bad concert.
Well,
the venue was great.
No, the music was awesome. I really like Ghostland Observatory, but they got noise complaints from people that live miles and miles away.
From Wyoming.
That was the last concert where they, or from what I hear, they had to increase the noise restrictions after that concert.
Yeah.
So I got to hear the last really loud concert at Red Rock.
The last really loud concert ever.
At Red Rock.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Now they just do whisper concerts there.
It's all ASMR concerts.
Someone crinkling paper quietly.
Yeah. I don't know. I've never really gotten into concerts. Like, I've been a couple times, but... I don't know. I'm sure it's all about the atmosphere and stuff, but I don't really like people all that much. And being around that many people just kind of makes me uncomfortable.
It's all about who you go with.
Yeah. And then, like, the band plays loud, like, too loud, but then the audience screams louder. So it's like I can never even hear any of the music. I just hear people screaming.
Yeah.
So, I think Adam was there. Were you there with me when we saw Real Big Fish? And when we got out of the concert, everybody was like, can you hear anything?
Was that the one at the Oasis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know. For me, being a very boring person I am, there's not much in rock concerts.
I do like rock concerts, but I'm old and I like to sit down. And a lot of the bands I like are punk rock and they only go to small venues. And it's standing up and then people push you and elbow you.
Yeah, Sean and I went to a standing only venue a while back, Ani DeFranco concert. And we ended up standing next to this couple and they overheard Sean and I talking and we turned out we used the same endearment for each other that they did, and they took a real liking to us. But it was funny because they were very protective of their space, and we were in their space, so we were safe, but they were just like glaring and hissing at anyone else who came close. Yeah. So it was really nice because we had this nice open area and no one else was allowed to get near us.
Yeah, they'd drawn this invisible circle that no one was aware of but them. And if anybody crossed it, they got muscled out of there. They were, like, they were not standing for any of it.
I mean, I've been to a few concerts with for MC Chris, who it turns out is kind of a dick.
Oh, really?
Well, so, like
most musicians,
don't ever,
might be.
Like, both times I went, somebody was like, "Hey, play this song." He's like, "Kick that motherfucker out of here." The biggest rock concert experience I had was we went to Warped Tour one year down in Sacramento.
Yeah,
it was 90-something degrees.
Ugh.
They were selling Monster energy drinks for less than they were selling water. For anybody that doesn't know, the Warped Tour is like 20-30 bands, and you go all day.
Yeah, it's like 8 stages.
Which some of the bands, well, all of them are punk rock. At the beginning of the day, one of the bands said, "Okay, I want this mosh pit to turn into a Braveheart." And I said, "What the fuck is a Braveheart?"
Nobody knows that move.
He said, "Okay, you guys are going to make a divide, and I want you to charge at each other as the song begins and start moshing violently." I said, "I'm getting out of here."
I don't think you're allowed to choreograph your mosh pits. That's supposed to be spontaneous energy, isn't it?
It's like, no, we're about 60-40. We need some of these people to move over to the other side.
I did watch a few people get clotheslined.
Yeah.
But then later on in the day, another band said, "Okay, we're doing a reverse Braveheart."
Everyone run home.
Everybody run away from each other.
He said, "I want you to find someone that doesn't look like they want to mosh and mosh with them."
How is that a reverse Braveheart?
I don't know. All I know is that I did not look like I wanted to be moshed with. Because a man ran up to me, kicked me in the balls, punched me in the stomach, and then left.
Did you really get into the spirit after that?
No. I think I was just angry at Sum 41 after that.
Fair.
And then near the end of the day, the guy who, like the lead singer of the Hives, climbed to the top of a 30-foot, like, speaker tower and leapt off onto the fans. And,
wow.
Like, he was fine, but some people, like, had to be dragged away to, like, the tent where they did medical stuff.
Yeah, he was fine, but others were not.
Yeah, all the momentum got compressed into 5 other people.
Rock and roll! Oh, God!
Yeah, I remember I went to Warped Tour in San Francisco the one time I went. All I remember was getting like a super bad sunburn.
But if there's no other super rock and roll stories, I've got a "What Are Your Morals Worth?"
Mm.
Okay, you guys are all super cool rock and rollers.
Damn, yeah, straight.
You're up on stage, you're shredding sweet licks.
That sounds like you've done this before.
And a bat falls on stage. How much do I have to pay you?
Oh, no.
To reach down, grab that bat, and just give it a good chomp.
Do I know that it's a real bat?
You do.
Do I know whether it has rabies?
It does not have rabies.
Oh, man. Okay.
Okay. So it's a guarantee that it doesn't have rabies.
Wearing a little tag around its neck says rabies tested.
It only has Ebola.
A tiny t-shirt that says rabies free.
It's got one of those little stickers that just says, "I got vaccinated today."
This little shirt says, "I don't hang with rabies."
Oh, non-pasteurized bat.
What type of bat are we talking? Are we talking like a little vampire bat or like one of those giant fruit bats?
So if we have a flying fox on our hands, this is going to be a problem.
It's going to take some work.
I'll tell you what. I'll throw in a bonus the larger your bat is.
So I think I could eat a vampire bat whole, just like one big swallow.
Is the bat going to bite me?
Probably. Yeah. I mean, it does not want to be bit.
Probably. I can't guarantee these things.
Well, just
I'm going to say yes, because the second it starts feeling the pressure on its neck, it's going to defend itself.
Yeah. Things I like bats. They're so small and cute.
I do, too.
They're so fuzzy.
I also don't like biting the heads off of things.
How many times have you bitten the heads off of things?
I mean, animal crackers. But that's a bad example, because I like biting the heads off of those.
And I was really anxious to see where that sentence was going to go. I said, animal...
Just animals.
Yeah. What else would you bite the head off of? Plants? And get serious.
Andy, come on.
You haven't been through naval training. It's more intense than you might think.
You have to commit.
See, they don't let you bite the pins off grenades right out the gate. You have to do it with a few hamsters first.
Yeah.
You pick up that puppy, soldier.
No.
Oh, man. Bite the head.
The bat's not struggling very much. It is stunned by your awesome rock. Yeah.
Can I knock it out more so it doesn't bite me?
I mean, it's going to look weird with you, like, bashing that fucking bat on the stage.
Stop crying!
I don't want to hurt a bat.
I don't either. I think I'm going to have to pass on this one.
You're not about to pass.
Yeah.
I've been forced every time.
I'll do it. It's just, let's see.
I thought it was just because your morals were shaky.
And you will, like, this will be famous forever.
I mean, yeah, that's true. On my scale of things having to get killed, bats aren't super high, though. Because, I mean, they don't live very long. So, I mean, I might get a bat that's, like, due to die of old age in, like, 2 weeks anyway.
Yeah, can I get a really old-looking bat?
Yeah, you can have an elderly bat.
This is, like, a really creepy make-a-wish for a bat. This is, like,
I just want to be famous.
I want to be beheaded by a rock star.
Got bat cancer and I'm only going to live 2 more days.
Ugh, I don't want to bite into bat cancer.
Like less than 30 seconds of work on my part.
That's true. I don't have to like swallow anything, do I? I can just spit it out.
I'll do it for 10 grand.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
Yeah, I was right around 15 grand because I have a thing about bad textures and I feel like bat skull is just not going to.
Well, it'll be just like that one time you ate a gerbil.
Yeah.
Yeah, that gerbil time.
I mean, I think I've seen Bear Grylls do stuff like this a lot.
You don't eat gerbils with your butt, Sean.
Yeah, I'll just do 9,000, I guess.
Undercut me. Ooh, Adam's lowballing us. Well,
I mean, I'll be a little bit famous afterwards, I guess.
People will Google it. Did Adam really bite the head off a bat?
The answer could surprise you.
Callie needs to answer. She's got her notes. She's calculating.
I want some time off after this.
Yeah, you have the rest of the night off. That concert wasn't that important.
You've earned it.
I'll say 30K. Ooh. And I want one of those little leaf bats.
It's like a racer style.
Just a lovely morsel.
A popcorn bat.
And then I can just eat the whole thing.
Is it more metal or less metal to eat the whole bat?
It depends on how big the bat is. I believe there's a line that you're crossing in there somewhere.
Yeah, you get to the flying fox and you look like an owl choking this thing down. Well, now that we've got our money and our snacks lined up, I suppose it's the end of the show.
Hey, before we go, I just wanted to say that one of our great fans started up a Reddit for us. So you can now go there and chat about episodes and other stuff. You know, Reddit things. I don't really know how Reddit works, but I'm going to learn. So it's, I believe, reddit.com/r/acidpoppodcast. So come check it out.
So thanks for listening to Acid Pop.
Thanks to my co-hosts, and thank you so much for tuning in today. If you would like more information about today's episode, check out our website at acidpoppodcast.podbean.com. You can also find us on Twitter at acidpoppodcast and contact us at acidpoppodcast@gmail.com. Be sure to like, subscribe, and give us all the stars you can. Stay safe out there, and we'll see you next week.
As before, just a warning, we may have to take a baby break at any given point.
Yes.
Well, if you get to take baby breaks, so do we.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair. Which of you is going to be doing the breastfeeding?
My baby break is just stroking Adam's face awkwardly and going, oh, baby. 'Broken everything!
His microphone.
It sounded like a trap door opened beneath you from this side.
Basically.
Don't worry, I'm back.